This is Exploring Next, episode 351. DB Maestro is letting AI agents run database release workflows, which matters if your launch is blocked by schema changes.
And that blockage is real. AppCode can have a shiny deployment pipeline. Then the database change gets handled like a delicate glass animal. Everyone slows down, checks approvals, checks scripts, checks who is allowed to touch prod.
Yeah, this is the part product teams feel as, why is QA still weird? Or why is staging not like production? It's not glamorous, Cody, but it is where dates go to get quietly bent.
DB Maestro's move is an MCP server for its database DevOps platform. It was announced April 7th, and it connects AI agents, or enterprise copilots, to DB Maestro through Anthropic's Model Context Protocol. The exposed pieces are release automation, source control, CI/CD orchestration, compliance, the boring, serious stuff.
The demo prompt from the article is pretty concrete. Create an MS SQL release pipeline with dev, QA, and prod, then update dev and QA to the latest version. Normally, that's clicks, configuration, maybe a ticket chain. Here, the prompt kicks off the platform workflow.
The important part is that the agent is not improvising database changes. DB Maestro already had AI around code change monitoring and automated error management. This extends the interface to the whole platform, but execution still goes through their existing workflow engine.
So the buyer is the enterprise database team plus DevOps leaders who already believe database release automation is worth paying for. DBAs use it, release engineers use it, platform teams probably own the guardrails. The adoption barrier is trust. Nobody wants a chatbot with a drop database button, obviously.
Right, and the design choice I like is identity and permissions. The agent operates inside DB Maestro's role-based access control. If Justy cannot deploy to production, Justy's agent cannot suddenly become a tiny wizard with production access.
Thank you for denying my wizard arc, but the concern is fair. If the agent makes pipeline work faster, can it also make a bad change faster?
Yes, if the workflow underneath is sloppy. Governance does not magically make a migration safe. You still need approvals, validations, rollback thinking, drift detection, and probably a dry run step that shows the plan before anything touches a serious environment.
That's where DB Maestro has a decent story. The article points out its IBM strategic OEM partnership for database release automation, and says these workflows are already used in complex enterprise environments, including financial services and healthcare. That does not prove perfection. It does mean this is not a weekend toy wearing a suit.
The broader MCP pattern is interesting too. InfoQ has covered Azure Functions support for MCP with authentication and on behalf of access. Microsoft SQL MCP Server uses Data API Builder, where natural language reasoning routes through a deterministic abstraction layer. Same vibe. Keep RBAC and telemetry intact.
And MCP itself has exploded. The article mentions server downloads going from about 100,000 in late 2024 to more than 8 million by April 2025. That kind of growth is fun until every team has 12 servers and no one remembers which one can read files.
That is the security shadow over all of this. Docker found a bunch of MCP server flaws last year, including prompt injection risk and ugly tool permission combinations that could leak files. So the question is not, does it speak MCP? The question is what it is allowed to do, where it runs, and how observable it is.
For the user story, I keep coming back to a DBA who is not trying to become less important. They're trying to stop spending Tuesday mornings syncing environments and chasing package deployments. The valuable work is schema design, migration safety, and saying no when the change is too risky.
The clever bit is that natural language becomes the keyboard for a machine that already existed. The questionable bit is ambiguity. Update QA sounds simple until there are branches, hotfixes, drift, failed prior migrations, and one environment named QA old because someone got tired in 2021.
Build next for a solo builder. Make a tiny MCP server that does not touch production anything. Use SQLite or a local Postgres container. Define tools like create Mabani, promote enviration, show Mininggal migrations, and audit log countable measures. Then enforce a fake user role so intern mode cannot promote to prod.
For repos, start with github.com/model context protocol script SDK or github.com/model context protocol/python_SDK. Run the MCP inspector with npx @model context protocol/inspector. Put your database in Docker, block outbound network if you can, and wire GitHub Actions to run migrations in dry run mode before the tool can promote an environment.
If you're already in the Microsoft stack, peek at Azure Data API Builder too, because that deterministic layer idea is the point. Do not build raw natural language to SQL and call it governance. That is just vibes with credentials.
Justy, vibes with credentials is going in my personal incident report template.
That's episode 351. Cody, I'm leaving your kitchen before I start naming migration files emotionally again.